Just ahead at noon today and 6 this evening, it's our news magazine, Sound Ideas, and an interview with the founder and leader of the Twin City indie pop band, Alex and the XOs. Since forming 5 years ago, Alexandra Fisher's band has toured the U.S. and has recorded 3 albums, their 2015 self-titled being their latest. Though not a household name outside the Twin Cities, they're having moderate success. That success was unlikely just over 5 years ago, as Fisher was well on her way to getting a degree in elementary education at Illinois State University. The Manuka's native's goals at that time were to teach third grade, settle down, and have a family. But as you'll hear in this Sound Ideas preview, she says fate came calling during her senior year clinical studies in a Hayworth Elementary School classroom.
And I started integrating all of my lesson plans as like a song. So for math, we were learning about triangles. And I made this like song about acute and obtuse triangles, and all the kids just loved it. And I sat there, I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I'm just...
You're being a great teacher.
So, well, thanks.
I mean, really, right?
And you know, I'm still considering that as my backup plan, which, you know, okay. As a musician, you always have to have a backup plan. And that's something I definitely plan to finish and pursue in the future. But, you know, while I have the opportunities now, I figure, hey, let's have some fun.
The song Patience.
Oh, interesting.
Is that about the choice you made?
Yes.
From it is.
Yes. It's absolutely 100% about the choice I've made because this is the first album since that choice. And one thing I'm really bad at is being patient. I'm starting to learn to be patient. Because good things come in time, and I'm starting to realize that.
What's a Tom Hanks movie?
Castaway.
Yeah, have you seen that?
I love that movie.
How did the band itself, Alex and the XOs, how did the band begin? How did it evolve into what it is now?
I picked up a ukulele at a friend's house, I would say my sophomore year of college, and it just kind of flowed for me. It's a very easy instrument just to pick up. I feel like anybody could just grab it and write any song from the beginning. I never wrote songs before. I never sang, like I said, and the ukulele kind of was the facilitator. You know, my friends and I would just go on the quad in between classes and jam. You know, people were starting to enjoy it. I was having fun. And so I decided, you know, maybe I'll try some open mics or, you know, do a little bit of shows here and there. So I played at, you know, the coffee house and some of the introductory places around town. And I'm a big marching band nerd from high school. Okay. I really enjoy, you know, the synergy of working with another person musically. So I found, you know, my best friends who happened to play, you know, guitar, bass, and drums. I had no idea what I was doing, but they did. So they kind of helped me progress to learn how to work with other people as, like, you know, a rock band instead of, you know, a marching band. So we wrote a full-length album and an EP with that lineup. And then, you know, everybody was graduating because they were a little bit older than me. And I decided, you know, I really want to keep doing this.